Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and a midweek installment of Bullet Points. That's right, your midweek dose of behind-the-scenes updates from the podcast is back. We took a little hiatus there to refine a few things on the podcast, the format, the feed, the schedule. And now, as we settle into the changes, there's time to add our weekly catch-up into the mix. It's so good to be back. If you've listened to the latest episode, you'll know that Rosie Green, the columnist and author, joined me to talk about why writing about the breakdown of her marriage was one of the biggest risks she has ever taken in her life. Not just her professional career, but her life. It was a risk that paid off in a huge way, and it's fair to say that being brave enough to publish that article changed her life forever and led to some of the greatest successes she's experienced in her career and in her personal life. I know many of you wrote to me after that show saying how helpful you found Rosie's insights, especially her honesty about the opportunities that she had missed by being the primary caregiver in her family when her children were very young. I know that really touched a lot of you. I know Rosie, I've known her for a very long time, but I knew her before her divorce and I saw the impact it had on her. And as her friend, it was hard to watch. It wasn't enjoyable to see because it really did take it out of her. So for me, and clearly what a lot of you took from our conversation, was that Rosie's really is an incredible redemption story. To see her flourish, to see her be as successful as she is now, to inhabit the kind of confidence and self-assuredness that I see in her every single day is just wonderful to see, because I saw it when she wasn't like that. And I know that a lot of you felt that from our conversation. And the lesson I've learned from Rose's experience, and I know many of you messaged me to say that this is something that kind of you took out of our conversation, is that if you just hang in there, even when someone has wronged you horribly, if you hang in there and just keep trucking, things will come good. That's definitely what Rosie did. And it reminded me too of something I saw on social media this week. It was a clip of Tom Hanks talking about the saying, "This too shall pass." And how if you understand that when things are good, they'll pass, and that when things are bad, they'll pass, then you have armed yourself with an emotional ballast to help you navigate the world. And that definitely stayed with me. It's very real, I think. Anyway, speaking of social media, I did something that I don't normally do on there this week. I expressed an opinion. What a mistake. I shared something in a way that I thought was fairly benign. I definitely tried for it to be benign, but I missed the mark. And let's face it, any chance of nuanced discussion on social media is kind of, you're asking for a lot. And it wasn't received by everybody in the way that I intended. So I will tell you what it was, because I'd be interested to get your opinion. So I saw a headline about how Selena Gomez had shut down body shamers by saying, and this is a quote, "I'm a little big right now because I enjoy myself." And that's the end of the quote. Now, I'm not making any comment on Selena Gomez. I was at pains to say that on social media, but unfortunately that didn't really hit. And just to say, I actually interviewed Selena Gomez many, many years ago, and she was exceptionally savvy. And I think she was like 16 at the time, but she had the air of a 35-year-old who had a hell of a lot of life experience and probably owned, I don't know, some huge corporate, dynasty or something. She just, it had the most incredible confidence. And considering she, I think she was a teenager at the time, not I think, she was definitely a teenager at the time. I was so impressed by her. Her journey is her own, and we should definitely not dissect how women look in the way that we do in the media every single day. It was just unfortunate that her being dissected in the media was the impetus for me asking about what she said. But what I was trying to say was that I didn't align with the message. So the quote was, "I'm a little big right now because I enjoy myself." And I was just saying, I asked followers on Instagram for their thoughts. I said I didn't align with the message that enjoyment inevitably equals weight gain, because there's an implication if you say that, that losing weight equals sufferance, that if you're trying to lose weight, then you are going through some sort of sufferance. And I had a lot of replies, including some quite rude ones about how I couldn't talk because I quote unquote have issues. But I put those to one side. That's the nature of social media. And yes, I just want to say that I agree with everyone who said it was awful she had to justify how she looked in the first place. That's definitely true. And I also agree that maybe in her experience in the entertainment industry, maintaining a certain size in the past has come with unpleasantness. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it is like to be a hugely successful megastar who spends their childhood working for Disney and then goes on worldwide tours promoting albums and films. I have no idea what that is like and what the scrutiny that a woman especially is put under is like in those situations. So in this safe space of bullet points, I'll share with you what I discussed with my friend Charlie over DM. And I was saying to her that what bothered me was the idea that if enjoyment equals weight gain, then the other side of that argument is that sufferance equals weight loss. I've already said that, but I'm just reiterating. It isn't about Selena, but about how that messaging is fundamentally disempowering, because I really dislike the idea that making lifestyle changes won't work, so why bother? It takes away people's agency to make change if you imply it's not possible or that it's miserable. And that's what I had the issue with, the idea that where that inevitably goes. And I was seeing that particular post shared really positively by other people on social media, which again is their want to do and they're completely right to do it. But it was sort of going alongside this message of this is why you shouldn't diet. This is why it's bad. It's wrong. And I personally, and I think we've had plenty of conversations on this podcast, don't align with that. And it's not about weight. It's not about size. It's not about, but it's about disempowering people. That's where I get cross. That's what I don't want to ever do. The whole point of this podcast, right from day dot, was about platforming people who could share experiences that would empower a listener. And I just feel as though there's a lot of messaging out there that seems like it's empowering, but actually, when you actually look at it, it's disempowering. And this is definitely one of those places. But I would be really interested to hear your thoughts on this. Again, I just want to reiterate, this isn't about body type, shape, weight, or size, or any of those things being better than the other, bigger being better or smaller being better, anything like that. It's just simply the narrative that takes away people's power to be able to make change, if indeed that change is appropriate. And obviously, I've been on my own journey with food, body image, and weight. And for me, there's no greater form of self-care than fueling myself with nourishing food and moving my body in a way that makes me feel strong and capable. That's a message that I find really empowering. And it's not one that involves shape, size, or weight. But I want to hear from you. So email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com if you feel strongly about this subject, and I can read out your message on the next episode of Bullet Points, because I would really like to offer a balanced viewpoint on this. I have mine, and even though I'm comfortable in my truth, as it were, I also understand that the only way to really grow is to understand other people's points of view, which is why I'd love to hear from you. Right then. As we have ended that, it's time to share a little bit of a sneak peek of what's coming on the next episode. So I am joined in the next episode by writer and director Eddie Sternberg. His film I Used to Be Famous was a huge hit on Netflix late last year, and he's now very much a one to watch in the UK film industry. But how many times have you watched a film and not really thought about how that glossy, polished feature came to be on your screen? They can take years to put together, and that's just once they get greenlit. Never mind all the years before then of getting funding, of building a team, of finding talent, all of those things. And so Eddie actually shares every part of the process, which was really fascinating to me because I'm very much an enjoyer of the end product. I love films, but I don't really know what the machinations are. I don't really know how it all gets off the ground. And I was really interested. And while we might not all be making a blockbuster film, there is so much I learned from Eddie's process that I can apply to my life. And as I was asking him questions and we were having a discussion, I thought, God, this is really great. No matter what you were doing, whether you're working in an office, whether you're in a corporate environment, whether you're a sole trader, there was so much I took away from his experience, because it's an idea that existed in his head that was very much sort of something that he then let out into the world and shared and then built into this huge film starring Ed Skrein, who was in Deadpool. Thank you very much. So there we go. And what really stood out to me was the teamwork messaging, and also knowing where your strengths and weaknesses lie and knowing when to push and when to pull back. And you'll also have noticed that the show now starts with my guest's greatest risk. And it's interesting that so far in this new format. For most of my guests, the life-changing or defining risk that opens the show has been the step that started the journey to their greatest achievements. And I think there is a lesson for all of us in that. I also appreciated Eddie's vulnerability and his honesty about being a provider for his wife and two small children, while also wanting to pursue his dream. I think there's this idea that at some point you have to give one up, and it's usually the dream that goes, obviously, if you've got mouths to feed. But the other thing that he talked about that I wasn't expecting, that I really appreciated, was how he talked about how his weight fluctuates based on how he's managing his time. And it was such an interesting perspective, because I never had a conversation with a man before about eating habits that was so raw and honest. And I was really touched Eddie trusted us with his experience. So make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss that episode when it goes live. And thank you so much for listening to this episode of Bullet Points. It's good to be back. I shall see you on the next one.